Got the clouds and okay start to the day. How about a little bit of wet on the way, about 53 today, up to about 58 or so. Rory, front and center.
Yes, absolutely.
Hey, how are you today? Huh?
I'm wonderful. How about yourself?
Tech Talk Thursday. Doing great. It's always always ready to go when you come in. You brought some special guests. Go
absolutely.
For it. Go
I for brought it. Ted Carter with me, and I also brought Michael Jones, and they have some interesting things to talk about.
Okay, so who do we want to start with first?
Let's start with Ted.
Hands up. Oh, it's
that's me. That's me.
It's
me.
Radio. Come on, hands up. Okay, go for it.
Yeah, okay. So here I'm talking about this Skillshare we have coming up this weekend. First of all, I'm here with BitForest, which is a local game developer community. We've been doing some showcases lately, and we kept getting people coming up asking. The number one question we got was, hey, do you guys teach people interested in learning about video games, making video games? And I was realizing, hey, we don't actually have that many events where we just teach. So we're starting a monthly kind of workshop thing starting this Saturday. So this Saturday at 1 p.m., free event at Eugene Rain downtown. And we're basically going to be recreating a classic arcade game. So we're making Galaga. I'll be leading people through. Beginners are welcome. People who've never programmed before. We're going to be using some free tools to make a game.
So tell me real quick, and I don't want to take up too much time, but so you're going to go from the ground up and show people how it's done.
That's right. Yeah. So okay. this is a from scratch workshop where we're just starting with nothing but some pretty pictures of spaceships, and we're gonna remake Galaga. This series of workshops, they're not all going to be from scratch. We're also wanting to offer more intermediate courses along the way, but the main focus is also to kind of just share tips that people who have made these kinds of games before kind of have, where, you know, oh, hey, this is the way I set things up. This has saved me a lot of headaches. So this might be a good thing for people who already know how to make video games as well, but mm-hmm. maybe haven't made these particular types before.
Cool thing. Start with nothing, come out with something.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's awesome. Okay, so Michael, what you got for us today, buddy?
Oh, well, I'm going to be talking about Hack for a Cause.
Do what for a cause?
It's a Hack for a Cause.
Okay, yeah. That's what I thought you said.
So it's actually a, kind of a pretty big deal. You know, most of us in the tech sphere, you know, we just work on really cool things. And along the way, somebody came up with the idea of like, hey, well, I mean, why don't we put these tech heads towards, you know, trying to deal with maybe some social challenges or local community challenges, in which case they come up with this Hack for a Cause. So coming up Tuesday, we have the challenge announcements. So about 30 people or so have submitted challenges, you know, issues that they want to try to take care of, and they've pared it down to 10. So they'll announce those 10 at the Barn Light on Tuesday.
Okay.
And then from there, in a month, we'll actually have a hackathon over a weekend to basically, you know, come up with interesting tech solutions to the challenges that people present.
Can you give me one example of a challenge that you're talking about, or is that putting you on
for
the spot?
Sure. Actually, one of the most successful things that came out of the first Hack for a Cause was a solution called the 15th Night.
Okay.
And in which case, the basic premise is for kids who end up homeless, it takes about 15 nights or 16 nights to end up sort of permanently homeless statistically. So they came up with a network and a system of things to basically take care of a kid and handle that by the 15th night, you know, sort of a path for success for, you know, to end homelessness and to end them dropping out and all sorts of things like that. So that's been a super big project that's been ongoing and just a real good success story for Hack for a Cause. So that's the reason why we do it.
That is fascinating. That's really awesome stuff. See, what'd you call it, the tech sphere? Is that what we're, not the atmosphere,
sure.
But tech sphere?
I mean, I don't know. They try to call us the Silicon Shire, I guess, but you know.
Does that not work for you?
Many
sure.
names.
There's I
many
mean,
names.
There's many names. We like BitForce. That's why we have BitForce. So.
All right. Michael Jones, Ted Carter, Rory, you're the man.
Thanks. Absolutely. So join the conversation at eugenetech.org. and learn more about what's going on with some of these projects and what we've talked about here today on the radio.
Absolutely. Tech Talk Thursday here on News Talk 590 KUGN.